Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is very, very exciting. This shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Yisrael Daniel Ben Shena Dina, who is zoche to have a beautiful baby boy. So he and his wife should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeihem and the continued nachas from their children. Now it's plural. And also for Agil Shana Bas Nechagitl, Azar Shel Kayama, and for Noam Ben Leah, Baracha Ba'atzlacha, Brius Hashlema. It's a very interesting tshuva from the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe in his Divrei Yatsiv in Simen Pei Aleph that he wrote from Woodburn in Elul 1982. It could be that in Elul 1982 I was in Woodburn. So that would have been very, very special that I was in the same place. And he writes here at Tshuva, Nisoirarti levarir dinam shel hamoisrim atzmam lesakonas milchomo kedei lahogein al bnei Yisrael. In other words, we would say in our language, is it a mitzvah to serve in the IDF and Tzal? Can you imagine Chassidus Rebbe discussing this shaila? So he doesn't get into the issues of being in Tzal. He doesn't say the word Tzal, and there's Sneas, and there's Kashrus, and there's Shabbos, and there's the environment type of people. There are all these side questions that one gets into. But the fundamental question that he deals with is it a mitzvah? L'hagin al b'nei Yisrael? So in the Gemara Maseches Sota, the Afim Dalet Amud Beis, Rava says that the Milchama of Yehoshua to be Koivesh, Eretz Yisrael, everybody holds a Milchemes Chova. We're skipping a little bit in the Gemara. When is there a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan and the Mishnah? Ki pligi lemeute oivde koichovim delo laisi alayhu. Rabbi Yehuda calls that a mitzvah and Rabbanan called that a reshus to stop the Akum, the Goyim, from coming upon us. Is that mugdar as a milchemes mitzvah, or is that mugdar, is that defined as a milchemes rishus? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a milchemes mitzvah. According to Rabbanan, it's a milchemes rishus. In the lashon of the Rambam, va'omna machloksam bariga sahargim osam lachlisham achla hargi yusov loyelchum ba'aretzim. Their machlokes is killing those who kill them, and to be machlish them, to weaken them, so that they don't kill the Jewish people. So that's the Gemara there. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says that first the king has to fight Milchemes Mitzvah, and then he fights Milchemes Rishus. What's a Milchemes Rishus? V'ya Milchama Shenochem im Shara Amim Kedei Laharchiv Gvul Yisrael U'Laharbos Bigdulaso V'Shimo. In order to we fight with other nations to expand the Jewish borders and to increase the greatness of the king and his people. The Lecha Mishnah says, wait a second, this Milchemes Rishus, why does the Rambam say just L'harchiv Gvul Yisrael L'harbos B'gdulas V'Shima? Why doesn't he say what the Gemara says? L'me'utei Akum D'lo'lesi Alayu, that's called the Milchemes Rishus. And he answers that when he says L'harbos b'gdulas v'shimo, it means that the goyim should fear him, and this will stop them from coming upon us. So then that would be defined as a milchemes rishus. Some would say it's a milchemes mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda would say it's a milchemes mitzvah. But the Rabbanan hold that this is called a milchemes rishus. And the Rambam passes like Rabbanan that it's called the Milchemes Rishus. Now, as we will see in a future shir, we have some rayas that even if you call it a Milchemes Rishus, that doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah. There are just different gedarim for what's called a Milchemes Mitzvah and a Milchemes Rishus. But we have Milchemes Rishus that are also a mitzvah. But al-Kopanim, you see that it has a halachic status, saving Jewish people from their enemies. That would be called in the Gemara the Kol HaPachos L'Rabbanan L'Milchemes Rishus, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, L'Milchemes Mitzvah, and the Rambam Paskins L'Fi L'Havan of Lecha Mishnah, that it's a Mechemes Rishus. However, is this din shayich in our days when we don't have a melech and we don't have a Sanhedrin? Because at the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin, we learn that we're not motzi l'melchemes rishus el al pi beis din shel shivim ve'echod. So you need a beis din of 71. So how can we have a melchemes rishus without a beis din of 71? With perik beis mishnah dalid, u'motzi l'melchemes rishus al pi beis din shel shivim ve'echod. You're motzi l'melchemes rishus with a beis din of 71. In the parish of Mishnayos of the Rambam, he writes, "U'metanai melchemes harishus." Shlo yel b'melech v'sanhedrin. One of the conditions of a melchemes rishus is that it should be with a king and with a sanhedrin. Tosis Yontif writes, "Mashma de bezin shel shivim ve'echad levadam ein lam koach lasus chayil lo tziam lemelchemes rishus ela b'mamar melech." This Beis Din of 71 doesn't have the koach to take them out to a Melchemes Rishus unless the king gives his okay. Dim lo kein, because otherwise, lama tanina lahacha gabi malos shel melech. Why does it say it here by the milos of a king? What does it have to do with the king? So it must be that Ataka has to do with the king. You need a king also to take them out to war. But Miloshin Rambam Perek Hey Milchus Melachim Efshel Lefaris is the Tosiantiv. The Masnisin Laboy Lemer with the Bina Lemelach Melchemes Rishus. The Masnisin Lav Vemalas and Melach Ayri Allah Sal Shmina Dena Roshay Lahotzi Asam El Al Pisan Hedrin. You can learn from the Rambam in the fifth Perek of Vilos Melachim that you don't need a king. We're not talking about the Milos of a king. And therefore, all you need is a Sanhedrin. The lashon of the Rambam says in the Rambam that ein amelach nilcham tchila melchemes mitzvah, and then he defines what a melchemes mitzvah is, and then afterwards nilcham melchemes rishus v'yam melchama shenilcham shara amim. So the Tosis Yomtiv says it doesn't look from the Rambam that you necessarily need a king, even though it seems the pashut reading of the Rambam you do need a king. So I don't understand. Maybe if you look inside there, you'll understand better than me. In the Gemara and Daf Chaf Amid Beis, the Gemara says Tanina Chad Zimna, Ein Motzim Lachemes Rishus Al Pi Beis Shivim VeEchad. Why does it have to tell us twice that you're only motzi Lachemes Rishus with a Beis Din? Ready? Told us in the first parak. Why does it have to tell us again in the second parak? And the Gemara answers, Aidi Detani Kol Mili De Melech. Tanenami motzi l'melchemes rishus, since it already tells us all the inyanim of the melech, so it also tells us that he's motzi l'melchemes rishus. That's why it was repeated in the second parak. The chorot should have said better. Should have said that in the first parak. All it's telling us is I need a Beis Din Shivim Ve'echad. And then in the second parak it tells you need a melech. Maybe you don't necessarily need a melech. Maybe that's good for the Gemara's teretz. You do need a melech. And the svar why you need a melech is pashut. Because it's not just enough to have Koach HaTorah go to war. That the Sanhedrin tells you it's Koach HaTorah. You also need a melech who knows how to wage war. Who knows Torah's halachima. Ha'ara from those kings that ruled over the Jewish people, and Chazal mentioned them as those, enumerated them as those who don't have a chelek in Olam Haba, Perak Chelek. In Mistama they didn't have a din melech. Ein ma'amid a melech al pi beis din shivim ve'echad. Rama Perak Amboch Senash Malacha Aleph. The Kesef Mishnah says, Minayin. How does the Rambam from Van Weistis, how does he know that? Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Parakam of the Sanhedrin, he's Dalid. He says that it's his makor is It's in a Tosefta. So there is a Makor. You need 71 for a king. Chari, they didn't have that status of being real kings. So Mestama, they weren't Moilech al Pi Sanhedrin. And some of them even were Moilech Me'atzman B'Koyach B'Cherev U'B'Chanis. They took power forcibly, as we see in Nenach and in Josephus, the Avdil. So how are they Motzi L'Mulchama? Unless you want to say that they were Malachim Rishayim. They didn't really care. They did it anyway. But the bastard Avdal Legabe Hordus, he was Malach B'Koyach. It says there, Hailav Melechu, he's not a king. But then it says Vaiter that he renovated the Beis HaMikdash because Shiny Mikdash, the Ilo Malchus Lo Mizbini. That Ben Buta gave him this Eitza of renovating the Beis HaMikdash, because if not for the Malchus, it wouldn't have been built. So what do you see from there? Seems that he is a Melech. Mara says, Ben Buta, Hecha Abir Hachi. He gave him an Eitza. Had to be Mechaper of an Osef. To renovate the Beis HaMikdash. How could he give him such an Eitza? The Gemara goes to all those people who gave Eitzes. And got in trouble. So the Gemara says, you know why? You know why I gave this Eitzah to Hordus? Lo Malchus lo Izbini. If not for the Malchus, it wouldn't have been built. The Marasha says there, says him lo satarta. If you haven't been soiser, don't be soiser the Beis HaMikdash. And if you already did, then leave it as it is. So on Dibra Masim lo satarta, he brings from the Gemara and Perakani Zokin, Gittin. Balavon about dear Yipol that Sirius Beis HaMikdash Bini Yoso is only Ayde Melech, and they didn't think he was a Melech, they thought he was an Eved, and that's why they told him Al Tistor, don't be so sir, don't knock it down, and if you did, don't build it. To be considered a Melech, you're not considered a Melech. But it's mashma that according to Ben Buta, he was a melech. So we see that this melech Russia had a din melech. Also, it says, V'nasi b'amcha loisar, boise maise amcha. It says, you shouldn't curse a nasi, you shouldn't curse the king. But it's only if he's loise maise amcha. I understand. If he's not loise maise amcha, then he's not royal in Asiyas. So how you consider makala nasi? So you see that even maybe oise maise amcha is also considered a king. So he'd asked before, how were they motzi l'mulcham, all these Rishayim kings? Maybe they were considered kings. That's the shaila. The shaila is, do you need a king to take them out to war? So if you say that they took them out to war and they weren't kings, the Beseder. So you see, you don't actually need a king to take them out to war. But if you say they were kings, these Rishayim, then you do need to take a king to take them out to war. But again, that's all assuming that they're keeping the halacha. Maybe they weren't even keeping the halacha. Zvachim kuf beis amin aleph amir b'yanei lo'am te'emas malchus alecha. Should have the fear of kingship on you. Rav Yochanan amir hocha v'yad Hashem ha'yitzel liyo v'yishan esmatzav v'yarotz lefnei achov. So where do you see you should have fear of kingship on you? Because Eliyahu ran before Achav. And the Maharsha says that it's right lach lo kavod afilu malachim rishayim ke'ela. Because machus da'ara ken machus da'rakia. You should even give kavod to evil kings. Because the malchus of earth is like the malchus of Shemayim. And if you're mezalzel on them, it's like you're mezalzel b'chol ha'mokum. So again, you see that these Rishayim kings are considered kings. The Gabay Hotzel Mulchama, the Miri says in Sota, Tafzari Ches Midape Asefer, Kol Mulchama Shemalcha Yisrael, O Man Higeyem Nulchama Mimoyveyem. You hear this? Any Mulchama, not only Jewish kings, but their leaders. You don't even have to have a din king. That takes care of the king problem. What about that we could go out to war without a king? What about the Sanhedrin? What about the Gemara that you need a Sanhedrin of 71? What do you do with that? Mission at the beginning of Sanhedrin. We paskin in Maseches Bava Metzi and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph et Chayecha Kodmin, that whenever there's a conflict between your life and someone else's life, your life comes first, and a person is also not allowed to be mechabel ba'atzma. A person is not allowed to hurt himself. But it would appear that la'atzola surabim, to save the many, one can be moser atzma. What's the raya? The achronim remarcha by Gilei Arayos. A woman was mizane lahatzil nefashus mi Yisrael. In the Ma'arik in Sherish Kuf Samach Zayin, when he discusses asering a woman to her husband, she was mizane b'shogeg. He writes that it's not totally b'kavanas ha'iser. Dabra pasha b'yosir me'be'asa b'kutcha ki aster lo'y osta shum iser. There's no kesher between being asur to your husband and whether or not it's an aveira. Could be no aveira, and she still asked to her husband because Esther didn't do any aveira. Esther Amalka, mitzvah rabba asta, she did a big mitzvah. She still called Yisrael. Yael also, big mitzvah. Chayin Kasu Taisis, Rimi Paris in Biyavamis. But there was a mutter lasis avera zu l'shma filu eshesish kedei lahatzil kol Yisrael. Lahatzil kol Yisrael, and eshesish is allowed to give herself over to the guy. Priznus lo aleinu, lo aleinu, lo aleinu. And that's what Esther did to Ahasuerush. And yet she was still Esther to her husband. This is brought b'ktzara in the Beis Shmuel and Simon Kufayin Chef Siv Kotten Dalet. In the Chachma Shlomer, Shlomo Kluger, he brings a raya fakert. That Yael was an usher to her husband. In other words, she did the right thing, Yael, by sleeping with Sisera, but she was an usher to her husband. Kasha, and he came out lahalacha to be mechalek between a case that the hatzala is not me'etzim habilah, it's b'derech v'choyka k'goin Esther, and Yael, the bi'agufo, was machlish as koychoy v'etzila as Yisrael, and that's why she's not asked to her husband, because that was a more direct way of saving Jewish people. Esther was just to get Achashverosh in a good mood, so that's not it's indirect, so therefore she was asked to her husband. And the Nodeb Yehudin Yeridei and Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, the Ramasal Mikol Makom, he brings from Mishut Beis Yankif, a Maisa with an Eshes Ish, who was Mizana with a Rotseach, Shekam alayim b'emtza derech v'ayidei zeh yitzila kol ha'nefashos shehayusham. This woman, by giving herself over to this murderer, Yamach Shemo, saved all of the people who were with her. Zakta no debi Yehuda, she did the right thing, mitzvah rabba. She seduced him, and she did the right thing by seducing him, because she saved a lot of people. And he brings a riot from Esther. So that's what the Nod Yehuda brings in the name of the Beis Yankiv. And he says, but I say, B'chol Misrap M'chutz Mi'avod Azar Gil Rav Shvichas Damim. So you're not allowed to be Misrape with these, the big three. You're also not allowed to save people with the big three. And Esther was different because it was Hatzolas Kol Yisrael. Akopanim, we see that Begili Arayas with Yeharik Val Yavor. It's Mutter Letzarech Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. Ladas Hanoi Yehuda. Ladas a lot of other posts came, even Latzolas Rabim Gili Arayas is Mutter. Mistaber, the other three Averis as well. And it's known there was a mice in the time of Shabtai Tzmi, Tzvi Yemach Shemo, that there was a certain Gadol who snatched from the head of an Arab, from a Yisha Ishmaeli, his hat, put it on his head, and that day that was a sign that you're Makabal Der Amunah. And there was a big rash, and they brought him in front of the Sultan, and that's what he got. Now he has the audience with the Sultan, and that's how he was Mevatel, the Kat of Shabtai Tzvi, that evil group. So how could he do that? Yehark Val Yavor. And the answer is, Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, from this evil cat. Therefore, he was able to do it. And also saving oneself, and also Ma'abed Atzmo Das, suicide. Person's going into the army, risking his life. Hatzolos Klal Yisrael. So, Vad it's Mutter. Mutter, it's a mitzvah. Not only that, but the poskim discuss an Amoritz and a Talmud Chacham. Do we also say Maichaz is the Dama Didach Sumat Tvei? That would we also say Chayecha Kodmin by an Amoritz over a Talmud Chacham? This is discussed by the Sefer Chassidim and Tafresh Sadiches and the Chuvis Yad Yon Simon Mem Gimel. Other poskim talk about it. And we see in the poskim Linyan Kamet Varm that Rabbi Talmud Chacham Din Echad Lam, same Din. Shuvas Chasim Sofer, Sof Simen Reish Lamates, Choshen Mishpat Simen Dalit. So, if to be Matzil Nefesh Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to be Moser Atzmo. So certainly Latzolos Harabim, and obviously within the Rabim they're going to be Talmid Chachamim. So it's a double whammy. Another Raya from the Gemara Bava Basra, Yemen Beis Haruge Lud. Says Ein Kol Bir Yochel Amad B'Mechitzasam. That there were these two Jews. There was Gzeira and the Jews. They were all going to be killed because they found this princess who was killed. They blame the Jews, and then these two guys step forward and they said, it's us. And they save the Jewish people, and it says nobody can stand b'mechitzasam. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. It's mashma, it's a mitzvah. Ein adam yochel lamad b'mechitzasam. Also, it's brought in Josephus in chapters 79, 82, and 89. That when the Romans overpowered the Jews, people were killing each other. And they were committing suicide. They were throwing their bodies into the fire. Because they said, after God's house is burned, we have no life also. And maybe they were choshish that the Romans would capture them and torture them. It would be a tremendous service for Klal Yisrael. Let's say they're Amulchama. They'll start with them, it'll just keep going. So therefore they shalchu yad ba'atzmam. And now a little bit more, b'derech drush. This is Medrash Pliya. Haroitza leida Pinchas ze Eliyahu yira eila dvorim asher diber Moshe. You want to know that Pinchas is Eliyahu? Look at eila dvorim asher diber Moshe. What does that mean? Dvorim stumin. Also, to say, what do you mean, Pinchas Eliyahu? So Eliyahu is a Pinchas. Eliyahu came later. He's Pinchas who came earlier. What's Pshat? Pinchas is Eliyahu. The wrong direction. So on Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Devarim, I guess also in 1982, Kloisenberger Rebbe explained Pshat as follows: that Pinchas the Shvatim were mivazeh him that he was horeg nasi yishevet mi Yisrael. And in the Yerushalmi it says in Sanhedrin Perek Tes Halacha Zayin that they even wanted to put him in Chayrim. And in the Rosh David written by the Chidah, they want to put him in Chayrim because he was Mara Halacha b'fnei Moshe. What Pshat, he was Mara Halacha b'fnei Moshe? He said, Lokach le maditani. Bo kana pogim bo. And Moshe said, Kraina di garta, ila ave parvanka. Hey, you're bringing the letter, you be the messenger. You're reading the letter, you gotta do the job. He gave him reshus. And also, Mara halacha b'fnei rab was when you paskin. Here he did a maisa, the tzarech shah. What's the Mara halacha here? Pshat is that he went to kill a nasi shevet mi Yisrael, and now he was risking his life. They're going to save him, and that was a nes that they didn't. Targum Yonas ben Uziel, b'med bracha feches, and therefore they considered him a ma'abed atzmo ladas. That it was like a suicidal act, because they were going to kill him for trying to kill a nasi bi Yisrael. And Hashem Yisbarach said, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshev Eschamasim al Bnei Yisrael. Since it was Lahatzil, that's a klal, he did the right thing to be Moser Nafshel Lemisa. Ubedinu Sheyitol Schara. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was Medarbo Kol Yisrael. Rashi says that if he just would have been Mochiach some of them, the people in the Shuk would have said, had you told us, we would have defended ourselves, we would have explained ourselves. Therefore he gathered everybody together. And in the Sefer Yismach Moshe, he was marich in this Nekud Ayin Sham. But according to what we said, we can explain that maybe one of maybe Yachshosh Echad Mem Shemoshe Elokim Adev Tochachta Ma'arachas Shalom Midistin Kol Bnei Yisrael. Somebody can say, wait, you're a Midas Adin. Look at the Baal Shem Tov, Baal HaTorah, Parash Kedoshim Asit Al Tezvov. And he'll be Moiser Nafsho al Kach Lahashiv al Dvarav. He'll be Pogea Bechvoid Moshe. Now we know that Eliyahu Yabul Ataritz Kushis Vibayos. Vilafanab Niglutal Eklomus Chacham. Eliyahu's job is to answer all the Kashis. And since Pinchas Eliyahu, Bevadai Shalosh Shalok HaLocha. That's why it says Pinchas is Eliyahu. The mice that Pinchas did, remember that he's Eliyahu, so he did Beseder, because Eliyahu was answers all the kashas, so it must be that Pinchas was Beseder. And that's what it says. Harayta leida Pinchas Eliyahu. Want to know that Pinchas did the right thing? Yira Eila Dvar Mashe Diber Moshe. That a person has to be Moiser Nafsho in order to save the Jewish people. So Kedin Asa Pinchas, he did Kedin. So even though, and where do you learn that from? Learn that from Eila HaDvar Masher Diber Moshe. Do you have to be Moser Nefesh to save the Jewish people, even if it means being Pogeb Chvod Moshe? He had to say it in front of everybody, because if he wouldn't have said it in front of everybody, there wouldn't have been people who weren't there. But if we would have been there, we would have answered you back. Meaning there's a chashash here that somebody's going to answer Moshe back, even Shalob Echelol Efikhvod Kavod Moshe. But he spoke to them anyway, even though they're going to be Pogev Echvod Moshe, because he's Ma'or Midas Adin. But that's what you have to do to save the Jewish people. There's an inyan of being even the even to be pogeya b'chvod Moshe to save the Jewish people, something so chamor. So if you want to know that Pinchas is Eliyahu, that he did the right thing, look at Eil Dvar Mashir Diber Moshe. That he risked that somebody's been a pogeya b'chvodo, somebody's going to harm his honor, and actually chasham kill him. But they're going to be impinged on the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, they're going to disrespect him because he's being Ma'or Midas Hadin. But you're allowed to do that to save Klal Yisrael. I see from the fact that he knew Meshivimo, so people would answer. So too, Pinchas, also for Klal Yisrael, to save Klal Yisrael, he risked himself, he risked his life. They could have killed him for killing a Nasi B'Yisrael, but you have to do that to save someone's life. And we know he was right, because Pinchas Eliyahu, and if you want to Pinchas Eliyahu, look at what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He also gave the Jewish people Tochacha. And he gave it to everybody at once. He risked that people are going to answer him back. We can explain that it says about Aruge Basim, V'yarta Rambi Kirbecha. But this is trying somehow to give a little bit of an apology, that we have to be Harig Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. But V'yarta Rambi Kirbecha, there's evil in your midst. There's a Charon Af. Look in the Ramban Yotes Yud Gimel. There's a Charon Af, I'll call Yisrael. This removes the Charon Af. In the Parshas Drachim, he discusses in Drush Yud, somebody who killed someone who's Chayiv Kareis or Misa B'dei Shamayim. Imdinel Kahorek Trefa. Person's not Chayiv Misa being Horek Trefa. Let's say somebody's Chayiv Kareis or Misa B'dei Shamayim. Is he considered a Trefa? And he's already going to die anyway, so person's not Chayiv Misa for killing him? Maybe. It says Demeyam Bam. Vayik Rachaf. What's Demeyam Bam? He's already dead. Rashi Sham Pasuk Tes. Kvar Nechratz Oynish Mishpat Mavis Aleim Beis Shalmaila. They're already getting it from above, and the Beis Shalmaila is already killing a dead person. So that's Ubiyarta Rami Kirbecha. There's a Charonaf up there, and then we take care of it down here. So remove that Charonaf. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuva and Siman Reish and Vav, he copies from the Ad Eliyahu and Siman Mem Gimel, discusses the Shiloh, a person's Chayiv, to be Machnes Asimo B'Sofek Sakona, in order to be Matzil Chaver B'Sakona V'Dois. Famous Kasha. And he brings the Haruge Lud, Papas and Lalyanus. That's what they did. And he says, no, maybe they were also included in the Sakona, that's why it was Mutter for them. But we said that it's Pashit, it's Hatzel, it's Klal Yisrael. And then if you want to look in the Tshuva of the Kloizenberger Rebbe in Choshen Mishpat, again, Simon Pei Aleph, he goes through the Shakla Vitaria between Mordechai and Esther, very, very interesting. But we're going to conclude this year here, and he doesn't end up with a maskana lahalacha, but it's clear that to save the Jewish people is a mitzvah rabbah, and Ashrei Azoichem Lekach, and in the schus of this Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Shomer Achaylei Tzava Ganali Yisrael, Ho'im Bebal Mishmar Tzeinu, Lo Yepegara, Atzil Mitzor Mitzugo, Mekol Megu Machla, Vishlach Bracha Vassach Vachom Asay Yedeyem. And obviously, in Kloisenberg, it's not a Hesder Yeshiva over there. They're not sending boys to the army, but that's because of the religious problems there. That it's a very it's a secular institution, the Israeli army. So there are other problems with the etzem musag of protecting Jewish people, and even risking your life to do so is definitely a mitzvah rabbah. Ashrei azeichem lekach if they do it b'kedusha v'tahara. I'm not passing any shahs what a person should do. Obviously, I'm not that. Not my place. There are much greater people who have spoken on this topic many times. Hayadua l'kulam, but this is a beautiful limud about the chashivus of our soldiers who risk their lives daily so that we can live in this holy country, Eretz Yisrael, and we should be zochas soon. That they should take their swords and beat them into plowshares, and there should be no more war. And when she's zochet a binyan by a shlishi, mehira v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.